Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Anyway, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, want to hear from you, so give me a holler, 347-826-7435. That is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're not going to call me, I understand. Feel free to email the brother, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, all that. I want to hear from you. I've gotten some great questions from y'all through the years, and you know, I love talking about it because I can talk to myself anytime, right? It's technically, it's what you do when you live and you like talk to yourself. I ain't going to get into no long conversation about me talking about myself because to myself, that'd be kind of weird. So I just say, I love hearing from y'all. So smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Please email me your questions, comments, concerns. If you want to social network with me, I have a Facebook group, Smooth Drama Facebook group. So if you hit me up on Facebook, ask to jump into the Smooth Drama Facebook group, myself or Mr. J will add you. And we'll talk about it. Why I call him Mr. J? He's no mister. Just an old bastard. Anyway, love out to you, man. Anywhere you social network, just Google Smooth Drama. You ask for me. You friend me. I will friend you back. And we can talk taste on any and all things. As a matter of fact, this is my last show for this year. Sending out 2017 hardcore because of technical difficulties last week. Myself and my brother, Jaja, we didn't get a chance to do the Coon of the Year award show as planned. We had a big thing. Unfortunately, it was circumstances beyond our control. We had to I had the technical difficulties. My computer wasn't working right. My devices wasn't working. It was all conspired against me. And since my brother is now out of the country, he has left. He's back in the motherland, getting his motherland on. It's just me. I think I'm enough. It would have been a little extra bonus. It's like, you get the cookies and you like either you s'more it or you put like some whipped cream on it or you ice cream. Whatever your extra is, that's what it would have been. But I'm going to do it anyway. So welcome to the Smooth Drama Coon of the Year, End of the Year show, where we gonna talk about them today. Today we going to get it in on the Coon of the Year. I have my top 10, and I'll be going into that a little bit later, on my top 10 coons. I've got some honorable mentions, and I'll be explaining to you why I thought they earned their Coon of the Year ballots, my inner ballots, and, you know, we talked about it. But It's that time of the year that I really don't like this time of year. If you know me, if you listen to the show, you just know me in real life, not my fake celebrity part. This year can get the fingers. It sucks. It's not a good time. whoever says it's wonderful airline, this is when people all get all depressed, go out, kill themselves. Then you got these fools robbing folks, breaking in people's cars, just so they can bring Christmas joy to who? By stealing Christmas joy from somebody else. Hello, Carmina. So, yeah, that's what happens this time of year. It's the sucks. That's all I can say. And so, there's the people with Christmas. And then, of course, you got the black people. Kwanzaa. I can't say I'm a big holiday guy. I mean, of course, I'll greet you with whatever. If it's Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Yeah, whatever. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa. Yeah, whatever. Happy Hanukkah. I don't even know what that is. I'll be honest. I'll say Happy Hanukkah, too. I don't care. It's whatever to me. I know I've seen some gifts that just didn't make sense. Aside from the fact that you can go to the store right now, and there's nobody in the store now, but last week, if you went to the store, it was like you had to be ready for that MMA fight. I don't get it. But I saw one gift that I could not get out of my head. It's the damn the kids would put their face in the hole, and you would put like some whipped cream in the pie holder, and you would hit the thing, and the whipped cream would hit you in the face. And they I saw the ad on TV a lot. And I'm like, is this the dumb shit that is hot in the streets? Because first, if you're a parent and you buy the hit my kid in the face with the pie toy, you're just stupid. And your kid probably going to grow up and be stupid and be a detriment to society. I'm sorry. Because you're a detriment to society for even getting something that dumb. I do hate to say that about people. But if you do that, there's no sense. It's asinine. Yes, keep your face out of holes. Thank you, Anomaly. You would say, okay, the toy is, and it's supposed to be fun for kids, right? This is something the kids won't play with. Hey, you're going to hit this thing, and the pie is going to hit you in the face. It's going to be awesome. That's what people buy. It's stupid. But I think I have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I help you? Caller, going once. Caller, going twice. All right, well, thank you for your active participation. That was greatly appreciated. If there are technical difficulties, caller, feel free to call me back, and we can talk about whatever you wanted to talk about. Anyway, so yeah, I saw that, and I was like, is this where we run out of gifts to give the folks, so you just start inventing stupid stuff and just like hope that flies? Okay, we don't want them to be in front of the video game computer anymore. You don't want them playing video games, so we just gonna have them hit each other in the face with pie stuff. Yeah. All right. Now, one other thing that I won't say has irked me, but I find it peculiar. We have a lot of folks who talk about how it's too masculine in the world, and we need some feminine energy. And I'm all for feminine energy. You know what I mean? You know, I am for the feminine. I am high on feminine energy. But feminine energy is for females. I recognize feminine energy. I respect feminine energy and the feminine space. But we are who we are. And there are these people who have the, well, gender assignment, gender roles can be switched. And I saw this website, and it's a movement, Black Boys Embrace, where, you know, it's like, well, see, this is how we can demasculate. And, you know, so Black men cannot be so hard. It's like, well, there are positive images. And as a Black man who deals with a lot of Black males, young and old, I'm like, yeah. I mean, because it, basically what they're saying, well, you need to recognize there's nothing wrong with Black males embracing each other. Like, yeah, we already know that. You know, now obviously it's the embracing each other in a homosexual way is what they're talking about. And you know, hey, if they're gay, they're gay. But to say, hey, we need to demasculate everyone. No. If you want to be with a man, you just be with a man. All of us is not going to do it. Not everybody's going to be the same. That's why we're individuals. And so I saw the Black Boys Embrace, and I'm like, you know, you trying to create a problem or say there's a problem where there is none. You know, our problem is not that, oh, we can't embrace and be around each other in a positive manner. It's more, if you want to deal with an issue, let's deal with the fact that there are conditions that are set up in certain communities where there's no resources, so they have to act unnatural because that's all that they're allowed. They aren't allotted artistic expression. The opportunity for expression is not as high as it should be. Talk about that. We won't talk about that. We just talk about, hey, well, you know what? It's not enough hugging. Black men need to know how to hug. If you hug, the problem will go away in the hood. No, it won't. They'll just be hugging and killing each other. it didn't make sense when I saw it. And It's more like, you know, because you don't want to say that there's the gay agenda and you want to make Black folks say, well, you guys are what they'll say that we're homo. I can't even think of it right now because it's not even on my radar. Homophobic. There it is. We're homophobic. No. I can say in my circles it's not really an issue. That's more of an issue of folks who want to, like, well, hey, you should be like this. No. Actually I shouldn't be. I'm who I am and I'm comfortable and the people I roll with are comfortable in their own skin. And you know, you should approach the folks who are the problem, like lawmakers, people like that. That's who you need to bring it to. I don't see how I have to what do you say? I have to change who I am to fit what you say I should be. Because it's not going to happen. Never going to happen. And that's it. But I guess right now I'm kind of like behind on my time. And I probably need to go into a song here. And since I can't find the song that I actually wanted to play, because I think I kind of lost it, I'm going to go to another one. One of my favorites anyway. This is Jay-Z, Family Feud. If y'all into that kind of thing, I know I am. Jay-Z, Family Feud.
My nigga got on. My nigga got all white, no socks. My nigga got that cocaine on today. That's how you feel. Turn my vocal up. That's how you feel, Henry. Turn my vocal up some more. Turn my vocal up, girl. Turn the music up, too. Super Bowl goal. My wife in the crib, me and the kids liquid gold. We in a whole different mode. The kid that used to pitch bricks can't be pigeonholed. I cooked up more chicken when the kitchen closed. We gon' reach a Philly first. I told my wife to feel you shit really work. Come do a lot. I run through them all. Police home, all these phonies come to a halt. All this old talk left me confused. You'd rather be old rich me or new you. And old niggas, y'all stop acting brand new. Like Tupac ain't having nose rings too. Nobody wins when the family feuds. But my stash can't fit in the Steve Harvey suit. I'm clear why I'm here, how about you? Ain't no such thing as an ugly billionaire. I'm cute, pretty much. If anybody getting handsome checks, it should be us. Fuck rap, crack cocaine, nah, we did that. Black owned things, 100% black owned champagne. And we merrily, merrily eating off these strains. Y'all still drinking Perrier Duet. But we ain't get through to you yet. What's better than one billionaire, too? Especially if they from the same hue as you. Y'all stop me when I stop telling the truth. I would say I'm the realest nigga rapping, but that ain't even a statement. That's like saying I'm the tallest midget. Wait, that ain't politically correct. Forget it. Can I get an amen from the congregation? Can I get an amen from the congregation? Fuck up a good thing if you let me. Let me alone, Becky. A man who don't take care of his family can't be rich. I watch Godfather, I miss that whole shit. My consciousness was Michael's common sense. I miss the karma that came as a consequence. Niggas busting off through the curtains because she hurting. Kate losing the babies because their future's uncertain. Nobody wins when the family feuds. We all screwed because we never had the tools. I'm trying to fix you. I'm trying to get these niggas with no stripes to be official. Y'all think small, I think biggie. Your whole past is in danger to Mississippi. Out shopping in the mirror, taking selfies. Howard Tim or Hill Cosby posed to help me. Old niggas never accepted me. New niggas is the reason I stopped drinking Dos Equis. We all lose when the family feuds. What's better than one billionaire? Two? Damn, if I drink some Belvedere while folks got Ciroc. Y'all need to stop. Yeah.
together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Jay-Z, Family Feud, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And the email, of course, like I said, if you don't want to call me, email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I want to hear from you. Or if you're watching me live on a tag, feel free to chime in. Assimilate. Anyway, man, it's that time. If you don't know what time it is.
Coons at? Where the coons at? Where they at? Where they at? Where they at?
It is Coon of the Year time. I'm going to start off with my honorable mention. First honorable mention. He almost could get it. Demetric Penny. Is that police officer? I don't know if y'all remember this cat. He like sued Black Lives Matter and sued Obama saying they was stoking the race war. Like, hey, cops, please stop shooting me, is stoking a race war. That's, please stop shooting me. He went to court for that, too. Cooning. Like, it's not right. They don't want to be shot. It's not right. I'm a black man. I don't care if I get shot. Anyway, that's honorable mention number one. Honorable mention number two. This dude, it was late. We've been deliberating over who would be in the honorable mention, and he almost got in. Howard Cross. If you don't know who Howard Cross is, he's not related to Lara Croft from Tomb Raider. Howard Cross is the former water director of public works in Flint, Michigan. How is he cooning? This dude was like taking the bullet. It's like when you found out, because you know, they try to put it like he was in charge and he was making the decision, a black dude, right? And, you know, behind the scenes, you know, they approached him like, hey, Howard, to make sure that it doesn't get too big, we're going to say that you kind of made the decision. And you behind the scenes, Howard's like, all right, it's not going to be that big deal. It's not going to be that big a story. And then it blew up. At that point, because then they start talking about, like, they were going to give, like, real jail time. he was cooning for the boss. Like, I take the blame. When you're supposed to do that behind closed doors. But as soon as somebody put the camera in your face, no, it was all them. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to turn into that black dude that we laugh at. I seen it all. Yeah, that's what he's supposed to do. Instead, he's going for Flint. Killing of a lot of people. I'm not even going, because it could be millions. I don't know. The effect of bad water over years, we don't know. And as a black man, if you going to take, you going to take the blame for the worst water crisis in history of the United States. And that's just honorable mention. Number 10. Cool number 10. Chrisette Michelle. Michael, however she pronounced it, doesn't matter. singer. She's the black woman who sung at Trump's inauguration. Like, this is gonna jumpstart my career. it's like she's like, you know how whenever they would have Trump on campaign trail and you would have like that one black dude, they would always make sure he can't sit nowhere but directly behind Trump. That's her. It's like one black person. They in the inauguration, it's like they made sure in the highlights that they showed her singing. Like, so what happened, of course, is all black people was like, nah, we ain't co-signing on her. And it's over. And, of course, white people were like, we don't know who she is. We don't even know why she... We know she sung for the money. But she don't understand we're never going to buy a record of hers. Don't matter how you sell out, coon. You're a coon to us. Because, you know, I mean, and I make this perfectly clear. When you coon, white folks don't trust you because you sold out black folks, for the record. So, yeah, when she was on there, and then she come out later because the record label dropped her. She did an album. They won't put it out because they know nobody will buy it because white people are not going to buy it. And black people already put in saying it don't matter, no matter what she do, we will never listen to her or anything. So she's, oh, my life is ended. I contemplated suicide. And she went through a whole litany of stuff. It's like, hey, but that's what happened when you sell out, when you coon. Can't say I feel sorry for you. Number 10. Number 9. Stacey Dash, another one of them, she was cooning hard. The coon force was strong with her. And see, we starting off with, you know, black women. The coon force was strong with Stacey Dash. She was in love with cooning. I mean, she was tongue-kissing cooning. I'm talking about she was like that person that kiss you and they make their tongue hard. When they push it in your mouth and you're like, stop. It's like, don't do that. I'm going to have to hit you with my palm. You're going to kiss me like that. That's how hard she was tongue-kissing the cooning. She's on Fox News. She had the show when Trump got elected. You know, she was like, yeah, my cooning paid off. You know, she was doing her coon dance. And then they fired her ass this year. You know, and you know, once white people get rid of you, can't come back. Oh, but she did. She tried to be black. She did a show. Well, not a show, but a movie with Dame Dash called Honor Up, where she's supposed to be the gangster black girl. Just off GP. Because she's in it, I would never watch it. I mean, I actually saw it, and I was like, no. Not that I watched that kind of movie, but it's guaranteed I won't watch it. And I know what Dame Dash did. He put her in the movie because he was like, well, shit, maybe this might, you know, make like 12 people watch it because they hate her. Nope. And she probably gave him some head or something too. Not that I'm trying to sexualize it. I'm just saying that I can't think of any plausible reason why you would put her non-acting ass in something. But Stacey Dash, coon number 9, she earned her spot. And I'm glad she got fired. And I hope it works out for you, Stacey, because you, thumbs up. Number 8, I would be remiss if I did not have a good pastor on there. And so there were a lot of pastors for Trump, But there was one that stood out. I mean, I believe the movie was What's Love Got to Do with It, where he was like Lawrence Fishburne, girl, you got to put some stink on it. It's got to come from up in here. That Daryl Scott, he put some stink on his for Trump. He came out and said that, hey, you know what? The gangbangers in Chicago, they called me. They want to have a truce. Because the gangbangers, they called him because they want to talk to Trump. That's what he came out and said. Because, you know, Daryl Scott got the pulse of the black people. The gangbangers in Chicago especially. And when people were like, oh, really? Oh my God, that's amazing. And so they called him on it. It's like, hey, well, let's call him. Let's make this happen. It's terrible in Chicago. And he's like, oh, well, actually, what had happened was I was just tired when I said that. And it didn't really happen. He was like dreaming in his head, he said. It was an error. See, that's a special kind of cooning right there. You wanted to stand out for Obama, so not Obama. I'm tripping, sorry. He wanted to stand out to Trump so badly. He's like, I can get the gangbangers. You can end the gang truce. I'm a super Negro like that. Didn't quite happen. So that's how Daryl Scott got to be number 8. Lying on the mic. And plus, he's getting sued for not being able to afford his house. Because see, what super Negroes don't understand is, like, once again, you go all in for Master. Once Master get what he want, he don't necessarily need you anymore. And so the money that you kind of was promised, the hookup, didn't happen. It's kind of like it just didn't happen. And I guess maybe he thought, oh, well, I'm with Trump and all the sellout Negroes will come to my church in Chicago. Nope. Didn't happen. But good luck with that. Number 7. Had a spirited debate about number 7. Number 7 was Jim Brown. Why Jim Brown? First, he met with Trump, him and number 2, but I'm not going to say it yet, but number 7 met with Trump. Why is Jim Brown on the list? You know, because Jim Brown was progressive. I mean, and he came out, he dissed Colin Kaepernick, and what made it particularly galling is the fact that he was Colin Kaepernick. He was one of the athletes, him, Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They was all talking about injustices and using their platform to speak on it. And so for him, some 50 years later, to come out and be dissing the guy that was doing what you did. And not because he wanted to say, hey, well, there's different ways of doing it. He just said, nah, you shouldn't even have done that. You shouldn't even protest. And I'm like, Jim Brown, really? You cooning like that now? You know, just stick to beating women, Jim. Not that I'm endorsing that. I'm just saying, but that's what we know. We knew Jim Brown as a running back. But if you didn't know that he played football, the only highlights that he had in the rest of his football career was beating on women. That's your legacy, homie. Now, cooning can be added to the long list of things you're known for. Jim Brown, number 7. Number 6. Y'all know him. Family Feud. He was one of the original kings of comedy. Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey made the list because Steve Harvey was hardcore with it. You know, of course, first he started off when Trump got elected. Obama called me and told me I needed to meet with Trump. So, you know, when the homie Obama calls, you gotta answer, right? You gotta answer the call, right? I'm like, really? You know, Obama probably was like, did this Negro just say he just say that I called him and told him he had to meet with Trump? it was the funniest thing ever. You know, and it was almost like one of my favorite movies, The Great White Hype, where Jeff Goldblum was against everything that the announcer was for, the Don King guy who Samuel Jackson played, until he went in the room, got in the jacuzzi, came back out, and he sold out. That's kind of what happens. It's like the dudes they go to Donald Trump's meeting room, and whatever magic spell that he does, it happens. You know, he pours some devil juice on them or something, and they just, we love Trump. We're ready to sell out for Trump. And that's Steve Harvey. Plus, on the Def Comedy Jam 25th anniversary show, and this one was the funniest thing ever. They're telling jokes and they're, you know, they was cracking up, being funny. He's like, I can't be up here like that. I'm gonna lose my job. I'm not trying to lose my jobs. It was like, really? Stop cooning. Steve Harvey. Number six. Whew, man. I mean, the Coon Force is strong. And, you know, when you start talking about them, it's like, man, these dudes, they are special. Like, number five was my Coon of the Year last year. I guess he got better this year. He's just in the top five. Stephen A. Smith for ESPN. The Coon Force is strong with him. He's everyday cooning. From taking pictures with the sheriff, Daryl Clark, to just backing anything that was just too progressively black. I mean, you know, he's the first one. He jumped on Kaepernick not because of the stance or anything. He said, well, he doesn't vote. It's like, fool, 70% of America don't vote. What that got to do with the fact that unarmed black folk getting killed by the cops? So if we voted, does that mean we not going to get shot by the cops? I mean, it's Stephen A. Smith. Cooning hard on ESPN. Day after day after day. I guess after all them firings that they had, he's like, I'm going to make sure. Because we know they're always going to keep some so-called minority representation on TV. So he's making sure that his spot stays hot. It's like, look, whatever y'all need me to do, I'm going to say it. Stephen A. Smith, set your chocolate. Set your chocolate. He's like stomping his feet like, set your chocolate, Stephen A. Smith. And there's like two people like, that boy good. And everybody else is like, nah, he good and terrible. Yep. But on that note, I think me needs a break, and then I'm going to go into the final four. Because the final four are special. And so, going on break, this is Big Pooh. Stop.
Not a drop of white. Personally, like the plate, so they know where they ain't printed. Schools a lot of cruisers, so they got to see who it is. A young black male with the intent to sell. Happy to speak a couple little bits around. Hooking on the gas, and these cops now a shell. 5 miles later, there's another on the trail. A little sweat bullet like he needs a body scale. Light flash, and light dust. Make a decision what the fuck you're supposed to do. With the laws in the rear view to serve no protection. Fire and shots off, no depression. First impression can be the last one. You visualize what you pass from. We know the stories and the scene is a continuation. Why speak to a person with determination? Use your mind for the situation. Mike shot with his hands held high. John got killed because of a damn lie. Cassine killed, blocked away from where Big Mike died. Ivy got shot with his hands cut behind. Sean killed the night before his wedding, that was fun. Diallo shot at 41 times, he cops was nuts. Victor shot, handcuffed in the cop car. They moved to suicide, so tell me I'm not far. For being off when I'm thinking this is wrong. But no matter when I'm innocent, when they point the gun, my life is in the balance, and I was never framed for this challenge. So to me, that's a smooth move. This ain't the way we trying to make it on this road. Mama hear a story about a baby that ain't true. Slammed in the first, dehumanizing voice, even though it in his dirt. He shot it 9 times when he was just leaving work. Now who afraid of who? Cops drawn guns on black, no way, I know. Guilty I assume, but they thinking cause I love. Like one of them guys, she's in their car. They ask me where I'm going, state the violation. Right on red light, what's my occupation? Like the registration. Tell me where you coming from. I search your car, any drugs, any gun. That's only if you planted, I responded with a gun. He shot in the back, my response to be jerk. Let off with a warning, consider myself black. Only if you alive, you'll understand that it's drag, that it's drag, that it's drag. You can't do it. Everybody gets like me. I know
shot at and pulled over for no reason. I mean, I get pulled over and I'm about as square as they get. I mean, the joke is I've never had a drink. It's like I get pulled over at checkpoints. Oh, they let everybody else through and they pull my ass over. And it's just the funniest shit ever. It's like I'm the one person that should never get pulled over. Ever. I mean, aside from being black, I don't engage in none of that shit. It's hilarious. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Coon of the year. Final four. Is y'all ready? Can you feel the anticipation in the air? the crowd was eerily silent. They were like, who's gonna be Coon of the Year? Who we gonna crown? Who we gonna put the coon crown on? Like, it's like a raccoon hat that's like with like real rotten flesh on it and maggots on it. That's Coon of the Year. Ben Carson. Man, number four, Ben Carson. Ben Carson, neurosurgeon. Great neurosurgeon out here. You know, he's in charge of HUD. I mean, he cooned so hard. He cooned so hard. So instead of, you know, generally, somebody that has anything to do with medicine, doctor, whatnot, he would be Surgeon General. No, not Ben Carson. Ben Carson, Super Coon, is in charge of HUD, urban. he's just in charge of urban, whatchamacallit, housing, and it's hilarious because it's like he's a neurosurgeon. If it was talking about medicine or something that would be good for the body, you would think Surgeon General would be Ben Carson. No, but because he's black, he's in charge of urban housing. And this is a dude who, what he has said in the past, he says some amazing things. Like, you know, Joseph built the pyramids to store grain. I mean, he is Super Coon number one. He cooned so hard that when people were calling him a coon, Herman Cain, a former candidate for Coon of the Year in years past, came out and was like, you know what? If y'all calling Ben Carson a coon, I'm a coon too. It's like, yeah, you are. Actually, but that's besides the point. We ain't talking about him. We talking about Ben Carson. Cool. I mean, coon extraordinaire. If you ever just listen to him, I mean, he could say some of the dumb, but it fits what the reality is, right? Because it's not about intelligence or people who actually can do the job well. It's just like, well, hey, he's black. You're in charge of anything that got something to do with black folks. What we got left? What we got left? Urban housing? All right, go mess that up. That's basically what it's like when you put somebody who doesn't know anything about what you're doing. I mean, Surgeon General. Medicine, anything you would think, because he's a neurosurgeon. So that means, and he was a successful neurosurgeon. He knew his J-O-B. So, I mean, that's years and years of medical school. He's a smart individual when it comes to neurosurgery, medical practices. Urban housing, well, he's black, so what's the worst that can happen? Yeah. Ben Carson, Super Coon, number four. Number three. And you know, when you get to the top three, it got tough, right? Because you start debating on the merits and the coon force, the power of the coon force. It's sort of like when you get into the top three, then you start talking about, okay, like when we talk about the force. There was Palpatine, Emperor Palpatine, you know, who was, you know, the Sith Lord. Darth Vader, who he turns out, and then there was Darth Maul. Three variants, but we could say Palpatine 1, Darth Vader 2, Darth Maul 3. So, who's Darth Maul? Omarosa. It's like it was an easy one, right? I mean, she didn't really, she had a title, but she didn't really have a title. She was just, you know, like, she was basically old girl from Scandal. No real title, but she was always around. And, you know, once Trump got tired of her being around, it's like, you know, I just had that hit. It's aight. She got to go. And I mean, it was one of those things where she just came to work one day. You know, and apparently it had been building because, you know, she's like, well, I'm fucking the president. You're not going to get rid of me. I suck his dick. You going to get rid of me. I'll suck his dick and then tell him to fire you. Talk shit, because you know she probably was talking like that. I mean, she won't say it in public, but we, I suck his dick, you know. What I say, go. So, she just came one day, and they had cleared her out. She couldn't get in anywhere. Her access was taken away. It's like that. And she's complaining. My friends wouldn't talk to me no more. Then, you know, she's, you know, begging black people, I'm one of y'all. No, I'm Rosa. You know, the cool force is too strong. Just because you was the real life lady from Scandal doesn't mean that you was lobbying for black folks. Like, well, while I was sucking his dick, I was telling him how you need to hook black folks up. No. We know that was about you being hooked up. Because you got the job and nothing else filtered down. I mean, cause that's what we talking about, right? We talking about, like, political. If you have the president's ear, not the penis, but the ear, then you could, you know, you could sway some shit. She wasn't swaying nothing. And apparently, head wasn't that good. Got rid of you. And it's just been 1 year. It's kind of bad. Bad head, Omarosa. Bad head. Anyway, that's number three. Number two, who is Darth Vader? Oh, man, I struggled. Struggled really, really hard. And me and my brother, we was going back and forth like, number two. There was Malcolm Jenkins. I could say Malcolm Jenkins, but it was like, you know, he just sold out. If you don't know, Malcolm Jenkins was one of the people who, like, you know, power to the people, but he wouldn't let Colin Kaepernick in on the negotiations. And then he went and negotiated a deal by himself and got $89 million over 7 years to charities of their choice. But we ain't out here to talk about Malcolm Jenkins. I just wanted to say his name because he was coming into, but he sold out. So we kind of say that there's a difference. Ray Lewis, Darth Vader, number two. Why Ray Lewis? Well, there's a lot of things about Ray Lewis that was cooning. I mean, you know, he came out against Kaepernick. He shouldn't be kneeling. He'd be doing something different. Then he was like, he's talking about me and people are jumping on me and I'm trying to get him signed. And why didn't he get signed? because, and I quote, Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend tweeted something about me. So when they came to me, I'm like, no, can't sign me. Because his girlfriend tweeted something about me. And then, of course, he went and knelt during the protests against Donald Trump. And, you know, saying, no, I wasn't kneeling for protesting. I was praying to God. Like, this motherfucker here. Yeah, I'm praying to God. I'm giving honor to God. Okay, Ray. Then, last but not least, and this is why he was close to number one. Last but not least, for all his trouble, they voted to take his statue away. So he's got a statue out front of Baltimore's arena, Baltimore Ravens arena, and he's got like over 60,000 signatures and counting. Said you what? You was trying to coon. Now black folks don't like you and white folks don't like you. They all seem to do the same thing, right? Black folks don't like you, white folks don't like you, then you just end up with nothing. It's a common theme in this time 10. I don't know. But number one, with a bullet, Jason Whitlock. If you don't know who Jason Whitlock is, super coon. Been cooning real hard for Fox Sports 1 because he was trying to catch up to Stephen A. Smith. And so he worked real hard because Stephen A. Smith was number one last year. And he's like, you know what? Ain't room. There's room at the top for more than one coon. And so because Fox Sports 1, the ESPN's rival, he's like, I'm going to coon really, really hard. I mean, attacking Colin Kaepernick, attacking anyone who protested. I mean, he said Colin Kaepernick's not even black. Why is he even protesting? You know, he said that Colin Kaepernick was about his brand. Because, you know, protesting has made Colin Kaepernick a brand and he's made a lot of money. I'm like, are you serious? He said his about Colin Kaepernick's brand. Protesting against police brutality has gotten Colin Kaepernick all kinds of notoriety and got him rich. He got rich. And to top it all off, he on his show, he had a white dude come out in a Colin Kaepernick jersey with an afro, like in like blackface, to make fun of Kaepernick. Like, that was supposed to be, like, really, really funny. But no, it was not. That just showed the superior coonage and that he had ascended to Emperor Palpatine levels of coonery. That's, I mean... It's one thing if you disagree with somebody, and you cooning, you disagree, that's fine, you disagree. But that, no, that should never have happened. And the fact that he came and he questioned his blackness, and you're a coon? Coons can't test nobody's blackness. On that note, and yes, JQ, I did pick the right number one. I am Mr. F the N-word. This is another Smooth Drum production, and y'all know I am out. See you next year.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drummer.